This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has rejected a call by more than 200 U.S. mayors to bring the Senate back into session and move on gun safety legislation. AP Sagar Magani reports the mayors asked for the move after two mass shootings left 31 people dead last weekend.
In a letter to the Senate's two leaders, the mayors urged them to interrupt a long August break and bring senators back to vote on House-passed bills expanding background checks for gun sales. Among those signing the letter, Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley, who said yesterday after President Trump's visit to her city, she'd like to finally see gun control action.
I'm not holding my breath. Too often we just see complete inaction because they're waiting just for time for people to forget.
Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell's been resisting pressure to bring lawmakers back. The president's been privately calling senators while pushing publicly for expanded background checks. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The recent shootings in the U.S. have prompted other countries to issue travel warnings. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
The warnings come from Venezuela, Uruguay, and Japan. President Trump has placed sanctions on Venezuela.
The socialist dictatorship of Nicolas Maduro has inflicted terrible misery and suffering.
Maduro did not mention President Trump, but he said speeches from Washington are impregnated with racial discrimination and hatred against immigrants. Uruguay's foreign minister recommends avoiding large gatherings in the U.S. Japan's government called the U.S. a gun society and said to pay attention to the potential for gunfire everywhere. Amnesty International also warned a guarantee of not being shot is impossible. I'm Ed Donahue.
Eritrea is forcing thousands of students and teachers into indefinite national service, driving many into exile and frustrating hopes that a peace deal with Ethiopia might end conscription, according to Human Rights.